And welcome into another week of Poolside Railing Dynasty Fantasy Football Podcast. Today it's going to be the Fiore Show, Kaz and Matt, along with our outside analyst.
Esteemed analyst,
Finn's Fanatic. Samir Greenlee.
Hold on. Before that, our regular host, Steve, is watching the game with his dad, which is fair, but Rubs said he was coming over at 12, and then with meat, cheese, and bread, and then decided he had to fuck some skank, so yeah. He's a little late today and not on the pod.
Wow.
He's got bitches over football, and that's a problem.
Yeah, that is a problem.
So fuck that kid. I hope we're going to make him run in some crazy-ass shit when he comes in last.
Wow.
Bow. All right, sorry to cut you off there.
Nah, that's an important.
Important
part
Come
of the
on,
pod.
Man. Come on, man.
So I got a few questions for you guys today. That I hope we can talk about and answer. Before that, maybe let's go through current feelings on the standings and the rankings, just one by one. Say a few words about each team. So if you could pull up the standings maybe, Matt.
Yep, here we go.
Let's take a look. In first place, and really with these first two, I just don't know if there's much to talk about or if there's things worth talking about. It's Joe in first with by far the most points, 100 more than anyone else. Just absolutely killing shit. He might go 10-0 or whatever the fucking number is.
Well, I think it's like 14-0.
Sure. Just
he's
nuts.
He's got a really good team. We say this every week. I'm done talking about
it. It's kind of just what it is.
JB, good team. But a bad start this week. Joe with the bad start. I'm sorry. Joe started Curtis Samuel, who put up like 2 points. Schumann might surprise him this week. I wouldn't be surprised if that happens.
JB's first loss. Yeah, JB, I don't see going undefeated.
He's got some holes. What are JB's holes? Inconsistent receiver play?
No. He's got a great quarterback.
His
running backs are legit, especially now with Melvin Gordon.
I don't know if I'd call him legit.
I mean, he's a starting bell cow running back.
It's true.
And Kenneth Walker now with Rashad Penny going down.
Yep.
Then wow, Jake.
Added to Alvin Kamara and Derrick Henry. Like, it's just
nuts. He gets blessed with injuries just like Joe.
Yeah. The only way, JB kind of loses his head of steam is if one of his two main receivers get hurt. That's A.J. Brown and Cooper Kupp. And Cooper Kupp's just Cooper Kupp.
He's a machine.
Automatic 20 piece, sometimes 30, and then AJ Brown can always just drop that 30 bomb.
Holy
whenever
reverse jinx if I've ever heard one.
I mean, it's just what it
sorry,
is
sorry JB, that was from Kaz.
His tight ends aren't the best. He's got Higbee, who I think is doing pretty well this season.
He's doing okay.
He's solid. Yeah. It's hard to find tight ends in fantasy.
All right,
not many put up points,
so there's same old shit on them too. And then Matt, this is crazy.
Matt,
the lowest points in the league.
What
lowest?
Up?
No, I'm sorry. Second lowest points in the league, sitting in third place, 4-1.
Wow.
How?
I mean,
any given Sunday.
Listen, I told you, I said this last week with the points four. My points four are because I've had in-game injuries, and that knocks out 20-30. Right now, I'm sitting on a ton of fucking injuries. But I do want to say, I might fall this week. I might fall next week. Week 8, I have my Chargers bye, which is Herbert, Eckler, and then I just acquired Keenan Allen, too. So, week 8, I might be in trouble. I might drop in the standings until then. But if I could beat LJ here, I am in really, really good shape.
You are, but let's talk about this trade a little bit. And the fact that you have the lowest points means any losses, you're dropping significantly in the standings.
Correct.
Because you're under everyone else with the same record.
For now. I mean, it's
for
still,
now,
still
it's
early in the season.
Look, it's all a long season. Rubs could win the championship, maybe. Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know if he could do that.
But I guess I don't know if I love trading for the old receiver with the hammy problem. It wasn't terrible. I mean,
the trade was Ridley and a second for Keenan and 2 thirds.
It wasn't terrible.
So the value wise, it's okay. I will say Keenan expires this year. Ridley is, useless this year.
I think that's a good trade.
It's a decent. I mean,
I'd like it better
on both sides.
Yeah, the way I look at it, I'm blessed to be 4-1. Fair. Why not add some juice to it?
Fair.
See what happens. You know what I mean? I mean, you could have a really, really good team because there's a lot of teams under me that are better than me, and they're not even 4-1.
Fair.
So if I have this start, why not? You know,
I like that insight.
I also thought Keenan Allen was going to play this week.
But he can be big for a playoff push if he's
healthy. Exactly. So. Yeah. Exactly. And that stack with Herbert, I'll take it. So
next was Shoe. Shoe's just kind of solid. That above middle ground tier, solid fantasy team. I don't know what else to say. I mean, he's got quarterbacks. I don't get everyone says, oh, he'll be nasty when Deshaun comes back. Deshaun's going to suck. I don't think he's going to be good at all. Running backs are, still the same problem, but then his receivers are where shit gets real. So that's kind of just his team. Debo, Jacoby, Marquise, Brown, Stephon Diggs, just nasty receiver core.
Shoe, yeah, you got a good squad, even with Pitts.
If Pitts turns it up, watch out. That's all I'll say. You might need to make a move for a running back in a bye week or
that's what I was, for an injury. Yeah, again, Shoe, I always shit on your depth, but with bye weeks
You can make a move.
Yeah, he can make a win-now move. I think that'd be wise.
It's not even. He could trade, Jacoby Myers for a running back.
Yeah.
Someone who doesn't start.
The world is your oyster, Shoe.
Yeah, I think Shoe's in good shape.
I think Shoe's in good shape, too. Who's after that?
LJ, which just continues to defy
logic.
No, I mean, just defy
he's got a good squad.
My expectations.
My problem was it's just not deep. I want to see LJ deal with some injuries before I call him a good manager. I think he's just lucky for now.
Wow.
And I mean that, Lawrence.
Damn.
And I know I'm playing you this week. Good win, of course. Great win. I mean, there's no way that I beat you.
No, he's got depth, though. That's the thing.
Does he?
He's got
a long season.
1, 2, 3.5. No, maybe 3. 3 starting running backs, which is not the greatest, but it's okay. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Realistically, LJ's okay. He's putting up a ton of points. He's got a solid squad. I just like to shit on him.
Yeah.
So take that with a grain of salt. But he's got a good squad.
Yeah.
Who I am worried about, we'll get to later. I guess I shouldn't jump the gun. Who's after? So
I am.
Yeah, so you.
I'm climbing the ranks.
I do want to say Kaz, back-to-back 170. His team's looking good. He just got another. I think borderline RB1 and Daryl Henderson.
That's big. Yeah. That's big time.
Acquired Mostert for some depth. He's got Eli Mitchell coming back.
I acquired Jeff Wilson.
Or Jeff Wilson, just, I'm sorry. Just, Jeff Wilson.
No, and I got Eli Mitchell.
And Eli, so he's got them. What concerns me is if Mike, it's all about Mike Williams and Cortland Sutton, I think. Mike's been benefiting from no Keenan.
Yeah.
But
need Keenan.
But I don't know. Keenan in the same breath could take some attention away from him. But if Kaz doesn't have an established wide receiver one, how far will that get him? You know what I mean?
Is Chris Godwin not an established wide receiver one?
I don't think so.
I think Mike Williams out of Godwin,
Sutton.
Mike Williams and Sutton, I think Mike is the best receiver.
Interesting.
I think Sutton.
Now, right now.
Godwin could be really good down the
Sutton's
stretch.
Sutton's just been steady, so if that offense ever figures it out.
Sutton's got a good target.
I'm excited.
Target rate.
DJ Moore continues to disappoint, but who knows with rule firing, trade jargon, and PJ Walker coming in.
maybe swing it mentality.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I just need to keep stacking up wins. So, like, I can score all the points in the world, but I need to find these wins. So, because I'm still 2-3. Steve, I think, is the opposite. I think, honestly, Steve's a little lucky to be even where he is.
He's got the 10th most points, I believe.
The least amount of points.
Yeah. I should have said it like that.
He's got a really good dynasty squad, a lot of picks, a lot of rookies. Honestly, if I'm him, I'm trying to ship Dalvin Cook.
He's got to find his identity. So right now, Steve's at like a half win,
He's got... I don't think so. I mean, his win now piece is Dalvin.
That's what I should have said. Just, I don't know what he's going to do.
He's got a lot of picks.
He's got Olave, Wilson. A little injury bug there with Olave.
Okay, Steve.
But Garrett Wilson. We never shit on his dynasty outlook. I mean,
no, it's a good squad. Rebuilding. Christian Kirk.
He can make a little playoff push. Who knows?
I just don't see it.
Okay.
I just don't.
Okay. I don't know if Steve would like that.
I think it's too inconsistent and too young to make that real push, but that's fair.
Okay. Who's next?
Chubbs.
What did he trade for Cam Akers?
Yeah. Yikes.
As of today, he's not going to play another snap for the Rams.
Maybe it was a 22.
And
first.
It's not an attitude thing.
It was a first this year that turned into Drake London.
Okay.
He traded Drake London for Cam Akers.
Cam Akers, they're literally...
That's a homer trade.
Yeah. There's some practice squad players that they're saying could be more efficient than Cam Akers in that offense. And I just don't know, Chubbs. I know you always heat up when we shit on you.
Well, his team's not...
He doesn't have a bad team, but they're just not...
Running backs are okay. He's got three pretty good ones.
Dobbins is on the rise, I'll say that.
His receivers aren't bad at all. I think he could still make a push.
Schultz might come back when Dak...
Taysom Hill.
Yeah.
I mean, I think he could still make a push and
he
win.
He could definitely make a push.
Chubbs is one of those teams that's going to get some wins late that fucks some people out of playoffs and maybe even bolster himself into playoffs. So I don't know if I'm Chubbs, I'm keep fighting, but
yep. Next we got the unluckiest guy in the league, I'd say Chris Sidorakis.
God.
Just made some trades, so I think he's more on the rebuild side, but I don't know. I reached out to Chris today, man to man, and he's still optimistic. You know, I think he's got the pieces.
Sid's a math guy, and he's mathematically not out of it.
He's not. He needs to turn it on, like, right now, like, in about 20 minutes, just go crazy. Because the points are there, but Samir...
Love the team name, Chris.
Yeah, 2-0. So, go through his team, Samir.
Right off the bat, 2 weeks in a row, you've gotten screwed with... Tua. You probably started Tua, and then... I mean,
he probably started Rodgers, but then he got fucked with Damian. He got fucked with Nyheim Hines.
Yep.
He got fucked with Jonathan Taylor.
Yep.
Taylor.
God damn it. Just some fucking
shit. Come on, Rodgers.
Now Devontae's on a bye this week.
Yeah, tough. Tough sledding.
But he is another team where I think he could make a late season push.
Yeah.
No, Chris has a
push, but it just started 0-5. The odds say no.
Mm-hmm.
But still, good teams that can compete.
Kelsey,
he's Amon-Ra,
he's got a good team.
He just shipped me
Devin Duvernay.
He just shipped me Keenan.
If Sid had Matt's matchups, he'd be in third.
Correct, and he would look good in third too.
I'm sorry, Sid.
Yeah, he's used to it. He's still optimistic. He's holding his head high, and I'll tilt my hat to that. Last place, this kid really fucking pisses me off because he committed to the rebuild this week, right? What was his trade? He traded Shoes first and George Pickens for his own first, basically. So that means I want to tank to the best of his ability. But remember, you have to start a competitive lineup. So he still has to play the Aaron Jones. He still has to play all these.
He should be selling Raheem Mostert. So he should be selling.
Exactly. And I reached Miles. Out. This is what I was going to say. He pisses me off because I reached out to him all week. He wouldn't even like reply. He was like, Miles Sanders for Ridley in a second.
I would do that in a heartbeat.
For me? Or for him?
Well, for you, for sure.
Yeah, I would. I was thinking about it, but I would be getting really Sanders. But Sanders, 23 contract, but like 19 mil. Like he's expensive.
Yeah. Rubs should try to get rid
of him. And then I was like, all right, what about AJ? Didn't even answer my text, and it was not just one text; it was like multiple. So he tanked, but he's not committing to it.
He's got to ship one of those receivers, though.
Deontay?
I mean, you just can't be 0-5 and have Raheem Mostert on your... Like, you got to get him off. You got to get him to it. And a contending team should want Raheem Mostert.
He's got CD and Jamar, right?
Yeah.
He's got to get rid... I mean, if you're going to go blow out, if I'm rebuilding, those
are young guys.
Those are building blocks.
Yeah, especially rebuild with the contracts.
All picks.
That's true. You should, contracts.
Yeah.
Those are probably the two ones that I would keep, and everyone else is disposable.
I don't know. But I don't know.
Adam Thielen. It's I don't know if anyone's
targeting. I would sell Jamal Williams, too.
Sell
Jamal. I mean,
sell them all.
I don't know, Rubs.
But hey.
Got to commit.
To each his own.
Gotta commit.
All right. Question for really Matt, but Samir, you could chime in too. Who's been the best manager this season?
Oof.
As far as trades, lineups, working with what they're given.
I wanna say JB. I mean, okay. Off season he acquired Derrick Henry, like right before week one.
Good move.
He's playing Gabe Davis when it matters, which isn't always easy.
Yep. Is he playing on this week?
I don't know if he's playing.
He should.
I mean, yeah. I assume he is.
54-point total.
I don't know. But he also, it's not like a good manager. He just has a lot of good players. Not to suck him off, but,
yeah.
You know, well, that always helps
that's
when.
That's good management.
Yeah, it's good management. So I'd say JB.
Okay.
Sid has been smart in his rebuild on like Rubs. So
this is a great doink.
Yeah. Yeah. So man. For those who can't see us right now, which is all of you, we just got a cone. We put something called cheetah piss in there. It's a sativa dominant weed. That's why we're motor mouthing right now. No. It was $80 an eighth. So, yeah, it gets you going. But, yeah, it's stuffed in a cone. Little side note there. Samir, thoughts on the cheetah piss?
Thoughts on cheetah piss is dank. Mm-hmm. Cheetah piss is real
yeah,
dank.
Yeah, it's good.
Great
weed.
Smell. Mm-hmm. Great texture. A lot of keef.
Hard rock nuggets,
yes.
Too. Like,
yeah,
very hard.
This message
baby
is brought
nuggets.
To you by Tri-Cool.
Baby nuggets, but good nuggets.
Okay. So I'd agree with those two statements. Follow-up question.
Reel it back in.
Who's been the worst manager given what they're working with and just not maybe not making the right moves or the right lineup decisions?
Personally, is that Rubs finally?
Jackson.
Guys, I kind of need you to accept that trade.
Is it on? We're about to do our first ever live podcast trade. Different league, but I still think it's memorable. I got to get him out of my lineup. Oh, no, he's not in my lineup.
Did he spray?
Wait, in Bush?
No.
Fuck you, you're a bitch. You smell like shit.
You
the
can't
Cowboys
be talking
suck.
About another
Cowboys
thing on the pod.
Suck nuts,
no,
bitch.
We got a live pod.
Fuck the pod.
See? That's crazy. That's
fuck
crazy.
That's why you
never
laugh.
Give a fuck about the pod.
Here, buddy. You want some cheetah?
Yeah. Oh, that's a 24? You about to do me like that? Get out of here.
You're talking about a trade.
Yeah, it was
mid-pod.
About to be cool,
mid-pod.
And then Samir comes
what,
at me with a 24.
That's the second I got.
Oh, then no.
Nah, bro. Yo, it's the pod, bro.
So,
back to your question. I'd say...
Fuck about the pod.
I haven't been the best at like starting the guys who pop off, but it's tough. I mean, I missed out on Monty. I started AJ Dillon 1 week when Monty snapped, but like he was coming back from an ankle injury. He's still getting 80% of snaps coming back when Khalil Herbert's a good option too. So I don't know.
You could tell Rubs got pussy.
Yeah, Rubs came in here cheesing.
Cheesing, swinging his nuts everywhere.
Got my cock sucked off, you know what I mean? Sorry, all those people that are listening.
The five of you.
We talked about you already, don't worry.
Yeah.
It's all good. I don't got shit to say. I don't give a fuck about the league. Give me the first overall pick. I'll run anything.
Can I ask you a question? Why didn't you answer me this whole week when I was trying to acquire Aaron Jones?
I don't care.
Or Miles Sanders.
You gotta be selling Thielen. You gotta be selling Mostert.
Jamal Williams.
Number one, I don't care.
You do care.
Number two, you do care. I do not care.
You do care. You do care.
I care,
but you're heartbroken.
Okay, sure, I'm heartbroken. Yeah. I had high expectations coming into the season.
Cry, you little bitch.
I'm not crying. No, I'm not. No, it's not that serious. But I'm. The reason I didn't answer is, you want me to panic even more than I'm already panicking.
I can see that.
And I'm not going to just fucking unload
for
nothing.
I would.
Okay, he wants like Miles Sanders for like a second, and it's like, okay.
No, a second and Ridley. It wasn't just a second.
I don't know. Rubs will, in time,
like whatever,
figure it out.
Yeah.
He knows he's not stupid, and
like
and
I'm
you,
trying to go
probably
old
capitalize.
Six this week.
You're probably trying to capitalize.
But what
on...
my point is, when you're tanking, you have a lot of points for.
Not
you,
really.
I know, but you still, you
dude,
still
give
have
me the
to
top,
start that.
Give me a top 3-4 pick. I don't give a fuck. Give me one of them.
I don't. If I just made that trade for my own first, I'd want the top pick, and
you
I would do that
George
by
George Pickens is. Valued that much.
He's not just shit.
He's a great receiver.
He's not just shit.
He's a great receiver.
He's not. Yeah. He's
great
you,
receiver.
You basically traded up.
Words around now you, at this
listen,
point.
Listen, I mean, great for, so, great for a rookie. He's great for a rookie.
No,
he's
Jamar a, Chase and Jalen Waddle
no,
were great.
They're otherworldly. They're otherworldly.
Okay. He's got good
so
potential.
So is your vocabulary phenomenal, otherworldly? Good, great, all these fucking adjectives.
Yeah.
Look, bro, it's either you're great, good, or suck.
No, you're okay. He's good with the potential to be great.
He's well, okay with the sure, potential huh? to be good.
Sure. Thank
no,
you.
No.
What has he done? What has he done realistically? And I love the guy. I love the talent.
He's a rookie. And
I didn't want to sell him. I was forced. I had my balls
you were not
tied.
Forced.
I had my balls.
Okay, well, when you're looking in the mirror, when you're looking in the mirror and you're 0-5 and you're sucking dick on your knees,
you could have traded.
Can't get up.
Get 101 or 102.
Get 101 or 102. What are you gonna do?
But I agree with what Matt's saying. You, like,
I'm going to.
Dude,
I would just sell other people.
It's been a week, like a week.
Gotta go.
I'm gonna lose. I'm gonna be 0-6 this week. It don't matter. I'm gonna dud. My team sucks. I play JB. JB's 5-0.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no.
A little
I'm
David
going...
versus Goliath matchup.
I'm he.
Who knows?
He had Terry McLaurin only put up 9.
Any
so.
Sunday.
But then again, it don't fucking Sunday. Matter. I'm not winning cock.
Yeah,
you got
you're
some
not.
Balls getting kicked.
Yep. And we're at kickoff,
yeah,
so we're gonna
and,
end it. Go boys.
Go Rubs. Fuck Jake.
Yeah.